The Natural Resources Board, which sets policy for Wisconsin's Department of Natural Resources, has been making headlines again. Last week, Republicans in the state Senate's Committee on Financial Institutions and Sporting Heritage voted against confirming 4 out of 5 appointees that Governor Tony Evers had put forward to fill open seats on that board. The move could end up delaying the board's upcoming vote on the state's wolf management plan, which has sparked controversy in recent years. It also follows a recent trend of partisan politics interfering with the everyday business of the NRB, which is led by citizens and at least supposed to be non-political. Our next guest has been following that story closely, brings us the latest in this ongoing saga. Laura Schulte is an environmental reporter at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, where she covers the intersection of state government and natural resources in Wisconsin. Laura, welcome back to Central Time.
Thank you so much for having me today.
Laura, before we dig into the twists and turns here, remind us what the Natural Resources Board is and what it does.
So the Natural Resources Board is a board of 7 individuals appointed by the governors, depending on the time. They're appointed by the governors to set policy for the DNR. So when we see rules coming out of the DNR, employees of the DNR work to create those rules, and then they go through vetting by the Natural Resources Board. So they'll take several votes to approve the scope statements and eventually, you know, the rule that gets sent to the legislature for approval.
Appointments to the Natural Resources Board, you know, they've been going on for years and years. The recent controversy seems to start with the Fred Prehn story. Can you remind us what happened there and the long standoff, basically, over one of Governor Evers' appointments?
Yes. So at the end of April 2021, Governor Evers appointed Sandra Dinas, and she was to succeed Frederick Prehn. But Mr. Prehn did not step down from the board at that time. He ultimately ended up holding on to his seat until December of last year, right before Christmas. And there were, you know, there was a lawsuit brought by Attorney General Call in an attempt to move Prehn. And the Wisconsin Supreme Court ultimately decided that because Dr. Prehn would not leave his seat, there was not a vacancy on the board. Therefore, NAS had no vacant seat to go into. But that changed when Dr. Prehn, at the end of last year, stepped down, creating, therefore, a vacancy on the board. Sandra D was allowed to you know, take her seat on the board and ultimately voted for the first time on the board in January. But, you know, in those almost 2 years between those two things, there was a lot of political back and forth with at first Dr. Prehn saying, no, this was not a political choice. He just wanted to simply vote on these issues that he was passionate about. But over a series of records requests, we found that, in fact, the decision was actually very political. And he had been, you know, talking and emailing with, you know, senators and lobbyists and even some of our congressional delegation about, you know, his political motivations for wanting to retain his seat on the board.
Okay. Now, as you mentioned, Prehn out, Nas in, everything's back to normal, right? Except now we have the Senate taking action on these appointments, some after months, even I think a year or two in some cases. And the committee, now this isn't the final story, but this committee voted no on 4 of Governor Evers' appointees. Talk us through what happened.
Yeah, so over the last several months, this committee has been holding public hearings for the members of the NRB that are not confirmed. There's 5 of them. And ultimately, last week it voted and, you know, voted down 3 or 4 of those appointments. So we're kind of stuck right there. Those members are still serving as you know, a part of the board right now. So they'll be able to vote at the next month's meeting and everything like that. But if they were to be voted on by the Sun and get a no vote again, then they would be removed from the board and Governor Evers would be required to appoint 4 new people.
What did we hear from the Republicans on this committee who voted against these appointees?
Yeah, so we have heard in particular that the wolf management plan is a sticking point. We had Senator Corey Tomchick from a Republican from Mosinee. He really said the sticking issue was wolves in a statement last week that he sent to us. And he said, you know, Paul Burr was the only appointee who showed, you know, a glimmer of hope that he might understand the devastation wolves are causing. And then Senator Mary Felskowski of Irma, who also sits on the committee, you know, said that she did her due diligence. She met with all these appointees, and, you know, she only ended up voting in favor of one appointee because the other appointees didn't have the same value as her Northwoods constituents.
And then what have Democrats and the governor's office said in response?
So the governor's office said it was outrageous that, you know, these dedicated and qualified public citizens who are volunteering their time and energy, you know, were shot down. You know, they've been the governor's office said they've been subjected to the political ire of Wisconsin Republicans whose own resumes wouldn't pass for filling these very roles. And then the Democratic members of that committee, Senator Mark Spitzer and Senator Dianne Heselbein, you know, kind of joined in with Governor Evers and said, you know, these appointees were exactly what, you know, the people who need to be appointed. They're Wisconsinites from every corner of the state who have a relationship with agriculture and sporting heritage and hunting and fishing, and that the Republicans just set all of that aside to push their partisan agenda.
Talking to Laura Schulte with the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, looking at the latest appointment battle between the governor and the state Senate. This time it's at the Natural Resource Board, a key sort of goal-setting agency that works with the Department of Natural Resources. We're looking at what happened there and what could happen next. And let's turn to that now, Laura. You mentioned this is a committee. This vote doesn't knock anybody off the job, but it now goes to the full Senate. Or does it? Does the full Senate have to take this up? What are they talking about there?
Yeah, you know, so far we haven't seen any of these appointments show up on a Senate agenda. We don't have any out right now. But, you know, these appointments will, you know, kind of just stay the way they are. These people will continue to serve on the board until, you know, the Senate holds a yes or no vote. So we're kind of stuck in this waiting period right now, waiting to see what the Senate does.
This is a pretty common theme in a number of agencies, including the Secretary of Natural Resources. This has been an issue where there's an appointee. They are on the job, but they are the appointee designee. How common has this been with Governor Evers, a Democrat as governor, and then a Senate control of the Republican control of the state Senate?
Yeah, this has been really, really common. You know, like we saw after Sandra Dinas was appointed in 2021, you know, they did not take up her appointment at either the committee or the full Senate level for nearly 2 years. And that happened to dozens of Evers appointees at the end of his last term. You know, the Senate just didn't take them up and they kind of just languished there and kind of waited. But that kind of changed after Evers won re-election. Republicans kind of have begun taking up appointees, though not many have received votes from the full Senate yet. And yes, so DNR Secretary Adam Payne is one of the appointees who has received a public hearing at the committee level a couple of months ago now, but has not yet received a vote at the full Senate, and we still don't have any indication of when that will occur.
Okay, now back to the board in particular. They've got all these members appointed by the governor, not confirmed, not rejected. Is it in the meantime, unless and until the full Senate takes a vote, is it just business as usual for the Natural Resources Board?
It is. It's business as usual. But, you know, one of the concerns that I've heard raised by some environmental organizations is that, you know, there might be worry hanging over these board members' heads that if they vote the wrong way, the Senate will, you know, pull up their name at the next, you know, full Senate hearing or full Senate session and, you know, vote on them for making a decision that they don't like. So there are still a lot of questions, even though everything is operating as normal.
And the wolf issue at the heart of this, Laura, this is something we've talked a lot on this show over the years. It's something I know you watch at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. It seems like everybody seems to agree, you know, there should be some level of wolves. Republicans looking for a commitment to a lower number in the few hundred range. The DNR saying we could support 1,000-ish and not putting a number on it. Could you talk about the latest that you're hearing in this debate over how many wolves is too many?
Yeah. So as you know, the DNR has proposed a more flexible management plan, which would require the DNR to look at the population every year and establish a hunting quota if a season were to be opened again. And on the other hand, Republican legislators have pushed back on that. They want a much lower population goal of about 350 animals, which is a huge gap, which means, you know, the level of hunting were a season to be opened again would greatly differ. And right now we have Republicans pushing some legislation that got a hearing a couple of weeks ago, but we're not sure, you know, where we'll see that go at this point. And the DNR's plan is up for public hearings in the coming months. So we're still not sure, you know, where any of these will go. We're kind of watching for what will happen.
And Laura, are there other big issues or votes coming to the Natural Resources Board in the nearest future that you have your eyes on?
Yeah, there are. In the coming months, we're likely going to see, you know, the first of the PFAS rule that will set standards for PFAS in groundwater, which is the only form of water in which PFAS are not regulated at this point, and where we've been seeing a lot of issues for homeowners with PFAS in private wells. It'll kind of help them, if there is a standard, you know, make sure they're keeping themselves safe and give them access to more resources through the state as well. So we'll be watching that. There's some public hearings coming up on that in the next month, and then hopefully a vote before the end of the year.
Laura, we'll leave it there. Thanks again for joining us today.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
That's Laura Schulte, environmental reporter at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, where she covers the intersection of state government and natural resources in Wisconsin. Been talking about the latest from Wisconsin's Natural Resources Board, including a Senate committee's rejection of a number of Evers appointees there and the ongoing controversy over the wolf hunt here in the state.